9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
One, two. Kyle.
And Charlie.
Well, you didn't test my mic, by the way.
Oh, no, I did.
You did, though. I literally didn't speak into it before you tested.
Oh.
there was not a single moment where I spoke into the microphone and you tested the sound.
You sound good.
Okay, sure.
Now, as promised.
So this mic. No, it's going away from me. Stop.
No. Microphone be gone.
So I have to twist something on the mic stand to get it to stay. There we go.
Now, as promised, because I told Kyle this would be the introduction, really 5 minutes before Kyle and I started the show.
5 minutes?
All right, maybe.
15 seconds.
See, dude, I'm not breaking my...
I did not want to do the show because I was exhausted, but Charlie gave me the idea. He said that he would solo do the entire show solo.
I was just gonna filibuster.
The concept of that just incensed me to the point where I just charged over to the studio. And had to, like, I could not abide. I don't want my show being associated
being tarnished with an hour long filibuster.
Okay, well if we. That would be funny, actually. But like, if it were cleared ahead of... If we planned any of it ahead of time, like, maybe it would be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Not, like, plan, but, like, at least... if that was the intent, it would be fine. But you just walking over here and...
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Doing a show for an hour on your own with no preparation whatsoever, without anyone else in the studio or any ideas...
It would have been Charlie gives life advice.
It was the most
advice.
Revolting idea I had ever heard. So I had to come over and like, I gotta save Kyle and Charlie Show.
you Charlie is gonna single handedly destroy Kyle Charlie Show.
Yeah, but so yeah, about 15. I charged in as Charlie was testing his mic, and insisted that I do the show. And yeah, so here we are. So Charlie is going to do the introduction that he had planned, but. 10 seconds before we went on air.
Yes. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that our nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation, that's actually in the speech apparently, Wikipedia is capping.
What do you mean?
It says that gave their lives, that nation.
What are you talking about? I need to see it. Where? That nation might live. That is perfectly normal English.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like Abraham could have used a wah. That nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in any sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. And that was inspired by Billie Eilish.
You know, you really lost energy.
I did. After that confused me so much.
Like, that's a normal thing to say, though, right?
As a final resting place for those who here gave their lives, that nation might live.
That nation might live. It makes perfect sense. Such that that nation might live.
There's a reason why I'm not the Wa.
That's not abnormal, though. Like, that's something that people say.
I've never heard that properly.
That is not true. There's no way you've never
at least like acknowledged that. Like that like I've heard it as like that doesn't make sense, like a stutter, like kind of like startup.
Okay.
But yeah, now this is the part of the show where we typically do something interesting, but instead,
whoa. There's a scary drawing of an eyeball. You see this?
Evening Funk?
Evening Funk.
Oh, wait, is that? Oh, no, I think I know what that is. That's a
show that's here, I assume.
That's DJ Dirty Fingers' show.
Oh.
That's the Saturday. I think that's the Friday night show. There's a really
scary looking eyeball drawn. Whoever drew this eyeball, shout out to you.
Big shout out to you.
Big shout out to eyeballs.
Yeah, if you want to call in and claim this eyeball as yours, the phone number is 610-330-5316. Again, 610-330-5316. If this is your eyeball, please call in and claim it, because it is deeply unsettling, Kyle. Now, Kyle, I want to pose a hypothetical to you.
Oh, boy. What could this be?
All right. Would you rather fight 30 billion SpongeBobs or one Goku?
That's actually a good question. Abnormally so, I would say. Excuse me, is that a phone unsilenced in the studio?
Sorry, I'm getting called in. By the lovely Schmuff.
Well, he's not gonna call. He's asking. We have one of our friends asking when the show began, and now the show should have begun 16 minutes ago, but it has actually begun. It began 5 minutes ago. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're okay.
Well, now we get to ponder the great question.
It's a ponder. Oh yeah, whoa. Okay, wait. That's a pretty cool background.
That, wow.
That's a really good background.
That for the audience, the computer just took a little bit of a nap. I tapped it, and the background is now Legend of Zelda famous character Link. But instead of Link's face, it is in fact Yi's face.
Yeah, it's Ye, actually. Is it Ye or Yi?
I think it's Yi.
But it's like Kanye.
Yeah, no, it's actually Kanye.
But it's Yi, is he?
Kanye Woost?
It's a complicated linguistic scenario, yeah. I guess.
Well, I guess we'll have to get Kanye on the show to ask how they pronounce their name.
Back to the most important part of the show. All right, one Goku?
One Goku.
So the benefits here is if you were to fight Goku, like, you couldn't ever win.
If you did the whooshy finger hold.
But if you were to fight a vast number of SpongeBobs, you could, like, assuming the... Are we talking SpongeBob, like, the size that SpongeBob is?
Yeah, I think SpongeBob, yeah, if we...
The size that SpongeBob is in the show, like, canonically, yeah. Because he is about...
The size of, like, a dish sponge.
Yeah, he's a dish sponge, essentially. So, you know, 30 billion of those, you could take out a couple of sponges. You could step on a couple of sponges. But you can't do that to Goku. However, you could probably ask Goku nicely not to fight, and he would say yes.
Yeah, you could probably convince Goku not to go easy on you.
Assuming I'm a not a universal level threat that would blow up the entire world.
Yeah, like you just.
I don't think I am.
I don't think Goku would like snap off your arms for no reason.
No,
Goku like you could pose as like a training exercise.
Goku really likes trains.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Goku's favorite locomotive? What is Goku's favorite locomotive?
What?
Well, Goku likes trains. I gotta figure out which one. Which?
What are you talking about?
Well, like, which train do you think would be... Charlie, which train do you
Charlie,
think
Goku... Charlie, can you name a train?
Thomas?
No, like... No, like, name an actual train.
All right, well...
Name, like, a type of train.
Okay, well, I mean, like, besides, like, a steam train?
Yeah, but I bet you can't name, like, a single, like, specific
like steam a model?
Train. Yeah.
I can name the Mugen train.
That... Yeah, that's true. Okay, but...
I could not.
What do you mean?
I got three trains.
Well, you asked me if I can, you know, what Goku's favorite train is. I don't think I could name a train, and I don't think you can name a train.
No, not really. I feel like that's what I'm going to guess. Do you think...
I like trains, but, like, not to the extent where I could name any trains.
Do you think Goku would prefer the British Rail Class 37 or the British Rail Class 55?
What's the difference?
One is 37 years old, the other one is 55 years old. I don't know.
Well, look it up.
All right, the British Rail Class 55. Now, this is what we're working with here. I'm working with this guy. The train's got a little smiley face. Kind of.
Okay, yeah, it does.
Yeah. So we got 55. Or we go to the British Rail Class 37. Now this one's staring. This one sees you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
It's not as friendly as this one.
Goku would like the more friendly looking train.
Yeah, right? I think Goku might prefer the 55.
Undoubtedly.
But the 37 looks stronger.
Does look stronger.
I feel like Goku would want to fight the 37. Alright, who would win? 30 billion SpongeBobs or one British Rail Class 37?
You know? Yeah. I'm going to go with the train. Have you ever seen SpongeBob fight a train? Actually, yes. Right?
Has he?
There has to be like a modern SpongeBob episode where there's a train.
SpongeBob.
No, I'm like, I am very sure that there's a train in SpongeBob at some point.
Yeah, there's this clip from Epic Gaming Multiverse.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
The Angry Birds. This is a movie? What the heck? He was a conductor of like the SpongeBob train. Yeah, the Krusty Sponge Fun Train.
Let's see.
It was a train made looking like SpongeBob. It's the SpongeBob train.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Now I was right. There is a SpongeBob train. Now, more importantly, you know what we've been watching, or we talked about it last week. I think that was last. No, 2 weeks ago. No, last week. No.
Was it?
No, last week.
What show? Common?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, dude, what would happen?
Yeah.
Yes, was last week.
No.
That was our last.
Charlie, this last week has been the longest week of my life.
Yeah,
it has been unbelievably long.
We had a 3-day week, and then we went back to this.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked about, dude, what would happen, the perhaps one of the greatest shows of the 21st century.
Yeah, and we shouted out somebody that managed to put everything onto YouTube.
Yeah, so we watched some episodes of Dude, What Would Happen, and it is something else.
It is... That show was written by, like, college kids. That was written by me, actually.
It's these three dudes, these three guys that are, like... Yeah, they're our age, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they were our age at the time.
20 to 25, you know?
Yeah.
And they are absolute idiots. And they just... It's like Mythbusters, but for 10-year-old boys, basically.
Well, not me. I was an intellectual.
we had a long discussion about how Charlie was actually, like, too cool for...
Yeah.
Dude, what would happen?
My IQ was too high for for dude what happened.
Yeah, actually, I would rather just watch Mythbusters. I'm like, there's no way that you made that distinction as a 10-year-old boy.
I mean, like, I just didn't watch a lot of the live-action stuff.
Didn't you literally not have access to
the shows? Yeah, I was gate-capped from Dude What Would Happen. I had Destroy, Build, Destroy.
Well, then that's why. You didn't choose. You didn't make the choice not to watch it. You just couldn't.
The beings above had decided that the beings of whatever the media department
was. Okay, well, anyway, neither of us are too good for that show because it's amazing. And we're idiots, so we love watching it. So, like,
that is true.
Yeah, we watched the episodes that we talked about where they, like, let's see,
there was the one where they set their clothes on fire.
They were, well, that was part of the sketch. They had a hypothetical question. Well, I guess the entire concept of the show is they just sit around in their dude cave or whatever, and they think to themselves, man, they're just doing something, they're sitting around and they think, dude, what would happen if extremely oddly specific hypothetical that usually involves some kind of fire or explosive?
Sometimes they get like a video from a 10-year-old viewer. They get
a
video from
a supposed fan, which I'm not sure are real videos or that someone just, the studio just makes them, but so like they raced a car and a boat, which sounds like it could be interesting but then you realize, oh, it's a car on land racing a boat in the water.
And then you forgot the best part. They started out by saying this car can go 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was like the car can go 76 miles per hour and the boat can go 75 miles.
No, the boat can go 80.
Yeah, the boat can go, no, it was one more.
Yeah.
The boat can go 76 miles per hour or something.
It was like the boat's in water too, so it's like.
And the boat won, and then they took the car, and you're not going to believe, they took the car and put it in the water because it's an amphibious car.
Like, whoa, bro, no, my car's sinking, it's not amphibious.
Yeah, in fact, it was amphibious, and it somehow beat the boat because in the most rigged challenge of all time.
The boat started like 20 feet behind.
No, yeah, it was not a fair fight. But there were better. There were even better ones, like the anchovy. There was like this. They decided to. Well, the burning their clothes thing was great too, because they. The whole thing was that they needed to, make cool clothes by not. Painting it or dyeing it in the correct way. So the first way they did was. They would splatter ice cream. They had some guy in an ice cream man costume throwing ice cream at them, and that worked out on their white clothing, so it stained it and made a pattern, and that worked sort of. And then they had the really good idea where they'd wear clothing under a flame retardant suit, and then they had someone spray them with a flamethrower so that the clothes got burnt underneath or something. I don't quite know how, or they put it on the outside of the suit, I think, and then it got burned. And it worked, I guess.
Well, it's like one guy's like wore a tie.
And he wore a tie and it burnt to a crisp.
Like, I'm surprised he kept it on his neck. Then, did they go into another clothes one after that one, or was that one they just like, you know what, the flamethrower was cool. But we're gonna.
What do you mean?
The other episode, the best episode, where they decide to cook popcorn with varying amounts of flamethrower.
Oh, we've talked about that one before.
Yeah, but multiple times. The best cut in history of any film editing of a guy high arc lobbing butter, like clearly above the little like. I think they're heating up, like, what, a trailer?
They had a trailer filled with corn. It was supposedly popcorn, but I'm 99% sure that it was not popcorn, it was not popcorn kernels.
99% sure that it was pre-popped, staged popcorn.
No, it was not pre-popped. The trailer set on fire, so clearly not pre-popped.
Yeah. You see, the fire was actually just a bit.
Well, they also nuked a lunchbox with a flamethrower. They put popcorn in a lunchbox and sprayed it with a flamethrower, and it incinerated the lunchbox.
But did you, we also can't forget about like the coolest character in the entire Do What Would Happen universe, bro, is the fire ninja.
Oh yeah, they couldn't operate the fire, the flamethrowers themselves, so they got one of the crew guys and dubbed them the fire ninja. And the fight, he was a guy, and he wore a ninja suit, and he had a flamethrower.
That's his entire character.
He was, in fact, a fire ninja. You cannot deny. Cannot deny he was a fire ninja.
Yo, who'd win the fight?
The fire ninja or Goku? 356 fire ninjas or one...
Goku.
London...
one British Rail class 55 locomotive. That's a great
question. There's another really good Dude What Would Happen segment where they wanted to make pizza, and I only remember this one vaguely because I was very tired when I was watching it, but they wanted to make pizza, a big pizza.
Big pizza?
On the ground, and so they spread a bunch of sauce and cheese just on. I don't even know, but well, they had dough and they spread sauce and cheese on it, and then they needed the anchovies, and the way that they delivered the anchovies is that a guy in an anchovy costume jumped out of a helicopter with a parachute and landed on the pizza. Their big pizza.
That's the best way to get to work in the morning.
I wish.
The anchovy drop-off.
And they get so hyped over everything. I love it. Everything is so exciting to them.
Remember the one episode where I think they were running out of budget. They're running out of steam. So, like, what would happen if we led a horse to water? And, like, a guy put on, like, a raggedy carrot costume. tried to gaslight a horse into drinking water.
And he did some crazy dance moves, and he led the horse to on. Did he? I don't think he was successful.
I think they cheated. Yeah. Well, the horse. They stopped for some hay. Some way.
Well,
yeah.
No, they also had to lead a camel somewhere.
Oh, and that one is completely cheating. That one
was actually cheating.
They like covered one guy's face in like caramel or whatever. And, like,
yeah, they put sugar or honey on his face, and like, they put sugar and honey on his face, and he held a lead. So he's holding the camel on a lead.
So the camel's like, oh, I want to lick your face. And then he's just walking the camel up a hill.
They led the camel over. Well, I think this specifically the challenge was, dude, what would happen if we led a camel over a sand dune? Or something like that. It's always extremely specific.
Yeah. And it's like some of them are just like... Like you can tell all the budget went to the fire ninja. They didn't have enough for the camel ninja, bro. The camel ninja was actually supposed to operate the camel while they were leading its face. I looked it up on the wiki. There's just so much. I don't know. There's so much. Oh my goodness! We forgot about the collaboration episode.
Huh?
Remember, so there was another live-action show, Destroy, Build, Destroy. Starts out, you destroy, like, some object, and then you're tasked with building another object out of that. You do a competition, and then the losing object is destroyed again. So they had the Dude What Would Happen guys on there, not once, but twice, on Destroy, Build, Destroy. And... And you get, like, some, like, small team of designers or whatever to, like, help you actually, like, build this car or whatever. But normally, the other people try to help out. They try to do what they can. The Do What Would Happen guys just let their builders do everything, and then they just spent their entire time just trolling each other.
It really is something. I wish we could go back to that time. It's such a simple time.
Just Do What Would Happen and George Bush Obama politics. That was it.
2010.
You see, Obama left, and so did Dude What Would Happen. I feel like we need to bring Obama back.
Dude, What Would Happen left well before Obama was out of office.
When Obama's soul left office.
America's soul left
America's
office.
America's soul.
When Dude What Would Happen went off of the air.
That was a national day of mourning.
I watched so much of that show when I was a kid. I loved Dude What Would Happen. The entire live action block is surreal.
Yeah. And then didn't they also have a live action Ben 10 bit too? Or is that just the movie?
Well, no.
That was when they had Catch a Flick on Flix.
No, the Ben 10 movie cast was in, they guest starred in an episode of Destroy, Build, Destroy. With the Dude What Would Happen guys.
And the Dude What Would Happen guys got pummeled.
I don't remember.
I think they did. And then the...
It doesn't matter.
They're 0-1-1.
What a time to be alive.
What else was on at the time? Was that when Total Drama Island was around too?
Yeah.
Dude, that was such a good show.
No, they're still... They made a baby Looney Tunes version of that show. Basically.
Oh, I see. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're all like children. They're children in a daycare or something.
they took them
yeah.
back to the past.
Back to the past, yeah.
To play some epic Total Drama Island games.
I have no idea what the show is like. I just remember. I remember.
There are clips going around.
Advertisement for it.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of television, so I just sort of... When I was over the summer, I remember I watched TV for one day.
Yeah.
You know, I was like spending a day watching TV. And I kept getting ads. I need to think about what the exact phrasing was, but it was for the Patrick Starr show. Oh, it was 4th of July, and it was the Patrick Stars and Stripes weekend.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's right, the new Patrick Star show.
It's not good.
No.
It's really bad. A caller.
Is that? No, there's no way. All right. Now, if I remember how to do this right. Hello?
Hello?
Caller on the air. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. How about you, Charlie, from the famous Kyle and Charlie show?
Oh, I'm doing stellar.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, kinda.
Like, you can hear me from where? From
here. Let me see how much of a delay there is here.
Oh, is it through the... Alright, I'm gonna say... Let's see, how can I prove to you... How can we determine the delay?
Well, it's a 12-second delay, it says right here.
12 okay, yeah, seconds.
12 segundo. Oh,
no. But can our caller, who has yet to introduce themselves, hear me through the radio or through anything in the studio?
Yeah, I can hear you through the telephone that's in my hand right now.
They can hear us through the phone.
It's significantly better, yeah.
Well, I doubt that because I'm over here. But
I take it back.
I made it worse.
Yeah, you did make it worse.
So
I literally
turned the microphone the other way.
Funny thing about the phone. Either everyone can hear you and you can hear everyone, or we can hear you instead.
Okay.
All right, I'm coming over there.
Yeah. We're gonna make this work. So well you have not even introduced yourself. Who are you and what are you doing here?
And what am I doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
Know me as Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
That sounds like Cap. I don't think you're Aaron.
Yeah. It could be a lie. Honestly, it could be a lie. Wait, you never know. I'm unpredictable.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to turn up the volume. I'm trying to make sure that everyone can hear Aaron.
Charlie, I can't even hear him.
What do you mean you can't hear him?
I literally can't hear him.
Well, right now it's because I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, Aaron's not saying anything right now, bro.
All right, well, I guess I'm going back to my seat.
Now, Aaron, I have a question for you.
What's that?
Who would win in a fight?
All right, I'm listening.
Uh... 356 British Rail Class 55 locomotives.
Okay.
Or, and now here's the kicker. 2 million Dude What Would Happen casts. So 60 million people versus 356 trains.
Okay, that's a lot of people.
That is in fact a lot of people.
But that's also an uncomfortable number of trains.
That is in fact not a safe amount of trains. I feel like is that safe for work? That amount
no,
of trains?
No. Wait, so where can he hear me from?
He can hear you from your microphone or from my microphone. If you want to say here, he can also hear you from here.
What do you mean from my microphone? Through my microphone? Charlie's unable to describe things.
Aaron.
What are you asking me? Are you asking me or are you asking Charlie? I can hear Kyle right now, kind of.
All right, can you hear me now? I'm talking right now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
So anyways, go to discord.com/WJRH to join the official WJRH Discord server. That is a complete lie. Oh my goodness, Aaron, would you like anything to be said as a PSA?
As a PSA?
A public safety announcement.
Every show. We have one special PSA. Do you want to hear our one special PSA? Have you heard it before?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, we have to play it for you right now.
We're going to play our one special PSA.
Listen all right, to the show. Hopefully you'll I can hear it. We'll see.
Alrighty. Now, I just have to Google troll face. All right. Now, this is our famous, famous PSA, and we're going to mute ourselves so you can get the full volume from this, Aaron. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's cool with me.
Alrighty.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
It gets awesomer every time.
It really is awesome.
That's a pretty awesome PSA.
You can't deny that this is a freaking awesome food safety app. Now back to those trains.
Yeah, I never did get to respond to your hypothetical.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, how many Dude, What Would Happen cast did you say it was?
Yeah, Charlie,
it's a total of a
really bizarre number.
2 million full casts of the three gentlemen.
I just don't care.
2 million.
Wait. Well, you said Dude, What Would Happen cast. Does that include?
Sorry, just the three men. That's what I meant. I apologize.
I didn't know if you were including the Fire Ninja or the lab dudes that helped them out.
Yeah, I don't know if we should count Fire Ninja. Fire Ninja would clearly swing the fight.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but I fully have not seen this show like ever.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, we need to watch it.
Like right now on the air, I feel like that would be illegal.
No, we can't do that. But over the weekend, we need to watch it because it's an amazing show.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know,
in the show,
Aaron over here is a good pal of Kyle. I think it's your oldest friend.
One of my longest standing friends.
Yeah, I'm actually like 103 years old.
More like longest sitting, am I right?
Now, another fun thing to know about good old Aaron here is that Aaron actually invented the electric toothbrush.
Aaron did not answer the question.
That is true.
Well, I'm giving the audience a little bit of a background on the kind of man Aaron is.
I got
so that they can guess
for him if you want. Since I'm, you know, an electric toothbrush expert. If you want me to
Aaron? Gift Sorry?
Knowledge to your listeners here. Can you still hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Alright, cool. What time did the man go to the dentist?
What time?
Do you know the answer to this question, Charlie?
I know the answer, but I'm not going to say it.
What time did the man go to the...
Charlie, I'll let Aaron do it. I know what the answer is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no. Am I about to get punchlined?
Tooth hurty.
I did know.
honestly...
2:30, dude.
Tooth hurty, yeah.
2:30.
That's when he went.
Now, I also have a question for all the dentists out there. If fluoride is supposed to be the stuff I'm putting on my teeth, then why is it a noble gas?
What do you mean?
Well, so you have fluoride, right?
Yeah.
And that's clearly fluorine riding something. What is it riding?
Nobles ride horses.
No.
Oh my god, there's
all wrong.
Fluorine has horses?
Yeah.
Charlie, you've got it all wrong. That's not what fluoride is.
That's not what it is?
Fluoride is when I sneak onto a school bus and lie down on the ground so that they don't notice me until all the children have left. That's a fluoride.
No. Really, Aaron? Fluoriding. I thought we were talking about popular rapper Flo Rida.
You know, I'm wondering why Aaron has suddenly become so quiet to us. Is there a reason?
I mean, I will say that the audio on my end is less than consistent. Charlie is always audible. However, Kyle is quickly changing positions and getting further and closer to whatever sound source I'm getting
there. Hey, Kyle, do you want to say something?
Yeah, well, I'm convinced Charlie has no idea how to stage gain, because, like, I just listened to his headset, and I was like, it's unbelievably loud, and I don't understand why.
Well, it's so that you can hear.
No, when you handed it to me, you had it on your ear, and you handed it to me, and I listened to it, and it was so loud.
Would you two describe yourselves as melons?
Melons?
Melons, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same part of a melon.
I mean, then you might know the answer to this question. Why didn't the melons get married?
What?
Why didn't the melons get married?
Oh, I actually know the answer.
You know the answer?
Yes, I do. They
All right, go ahead.
Cantaloupe.
That is correct. See, I knew that you'd know about melons.
At this point, I need a laugh track. Like, I don't know the answer. These are all flying over my head, like the most basic jokes ever.
Here's one you'll get, Charlie. I know that this one's on your level, right?
Okay,
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Exactly. That was pretty sus of you, Aaron.
What about sauce? I usually go for marinara when it comes to noodles.
Charlie's saucy, as usual.
Dude, I'm saucy. I'm, in fact, wearing a skimpy little red dress right now.
That is not true.
I believe that.
Well, no. Listen, man. I recently went to Goodwill, and I saw this skimpy little red dress, and it was so cool that I bought it, and I'm wearing it right now.
That's pretty rad.
And if you do not believe me, I think you should come to the WJRH studio yourself. Right now, you should teleport over here.
No, I think I'm pretty calm. Have I told you guys that I'm a skeleton?
You're a skeleton.
What is that?
As the Halloween month.
Yeah, someone's blasting music outside.
I turn into a skeleton.
I think that was the dancing skeleton that
maybe
just,
it was. There was a scary skeleton.
Yeah, it was blasting party music as it drove by.
I mean, I am aware of some of my brethren in the area. It could be one of them.
Now, I have a question for you, good Sir Noble Ghost Aaron of the skeleton crew.
Well, no, I'm a skeleton.
Oh.
You can tell because of how calm I am. I mean, do you know why skeletons are so calm?
I think I know someone that knows why skeletons are so calm.
You do?
I do.
And who would that be?
Now, sudden special guest, Jucifer of the Juice Demons. Why are skeletons so calm?
Because skeletons, they have a lot of calcium.
Okay, okay.
Which is good for your mental health.
Okay. Can we get an applause?
I'm sorry to say that's not correct. As a self-practicing skeleton, that's not why we're so calm. I'm sorry.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this the schmuff that, like, did yeah. all that stuff to Charles?
Yeah, it's a crazy demon.
The demon skeleton.
Nosferatu.
Hey, Mr. Aaron.
Hey, Mr. What?
I have a question.
What's that? Does that have
what
do
you call so a calm? Pig that does karate?
A pig that does karate?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hmm. That's a good one. I'm not sure.
There's two acceptable answers. Actually.
Two
acceptable answers.
Do you remember the free Steam game about a pig
doing? Oh yeah, there are two. Okay, there are two correct answers. Okay. Well, the number one correct answer is a pork chop.
That's a good one. The number two answer then would be iron snout.
Yes. Oh, he knows.
I've never played that game.
All right, it's Kino. It's good.
I challenge you, Aaron, once again. Why wouldn't the sesame seed leave the casino? Well, Aaron, you should know that he was on a roll.
That is a good reason.
Yeah.
Aaron, I have one for you.
Sitting on a pile of dough, but that also...
I have an important question for Aaron.
All right, what you got? Aaron's listening right now.
All right. This is a bit of a riddle, and you're going to need to solve it for me.
Okay.
I have two eyes, but only 2 feet. What am I?
Ooh. Obviously,
I feel like you've asked me this riddle before, because I seem to remember thinking, "Wow,
no, this
there
is a new
are
riddle.
So few possible answers to this riddle."
Aaron,
there's no
Aaron,
way.
Aaron, you want me to tell you the answer?
Deduce it. Sure, I'd love to hear the answer.
It's a table.
It's a table. It sounds like you lied.
Better
about
luck next time.
Dang!
You know, I'm just as lost as you are, Aaron.
Here's one for you, Charlie. I mean, I'm sure you know about this. I mean, you seem like a partier, right? And I hear that you've been quite an astronaut in your past. Do you know how you organize a space party?
Oh yes, no, you clearly know about the time I went to the International Space Station when I was actually born there. For my birthday party, they did indeed have to plan it.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I mean, how. If you're going to have a party in space and you have no plan, it's going to go poorly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to some unplanned parties, and let me tell you, especially when they lack gravity, they are no fun.
Dude, the worst parties are when you go around and all you can do is just orbit.
Orbit.
Hey, hardly.
Hey there, Mr. Brian. Why'd you lick your lips?
I licked my mustache.
But the lips were collateral.
Aaron, it's falling to pieces. I need you to save me.
All right.
Please use your skeleton
magic. I have a really
magic.
Important question. Why do bees have sticky hair?
Because they're the bee's knees.
Because they use honeycombs.
I don't get how people get lost. I mean, you have a 50% chance every time. You either go the right way or the wrong way.
Very true.
I mean, we've been telling pretty much nothing but elevator jokes this whole time. I mean, do you know why elevator jokes are so good?
Why is that?
Because they work on so many levels.
That was pretty good.
Now, I've got a pretty good one for you.
All right. I don't know who you is because you're talking to three different people and I can't see any
facial expressions or visual
cues.
Yeah, so you can tell from my excessive winking right now that I have a pretty good joke for you, Shmuff. Good joke for you, Mr. Aaron.
Hit me.
All right. A snake walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Holy cow, a snake with legs."
Yeah.
That's the entire joke.
I do like that, though.
All right. Well, I've got a joke for you. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Aye.
No, he said, "Between you and me, something smells."
That's a better answer.
I got one for you. What starts with fire and ends with truck?
Fire truck.
Close. Fire, oh my god, there's a fire on my prized vehicle, also known as a truck.
No, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, thank you.
That is pretty good.
That was a pretty sick joke.
Are you coughing there? I mean, I bet I know why that is. I mean, you know which is faster between hot and cold, right?
Sorry.
Did you hear what I said?
Do I know between what is hot and cold?
Which is faster, hot or cold?
Hot.
Why is hot faster? I mean, you're right, but do you know why?
No idea. That was a blind guess.
Come on, Charlie, because you can catch a cold. You can't catch a hot.
You're right. Actually, you know, I've started coughing a lot more recently because all these jokes have actually given me a lethal infection in my funny bone.
Is that true?
No.
Are you laughing?
No.
No, I can't laugh anymore.
Hey there, Aaron, I have a question.
You got a question? That's wonderful. Hit me.
Why did the pig stop sunbathing?
I don't know. Why did he stop sunbathing?
Because he was baking in the sun.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was honestly pretty fire.
All right, I have one more.
Really?
Whoa, really?
Wow.
Okay, I have a really good, this is a good question. Ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me.
If the government asked you to build a nuclear test facility in your town, would you say yes?
I don't think so. I think
you're ruining the joke.
Social credit is going way down after that one.
Here's a question for you, right? Well, first thing, did you know that there's a leopard hiding in your studio right now?
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
What do leopards sound like?
What do you mean? I can't spot it.
You mean a leopard?
Leopardo, yeah.
Now, Shmuff, I've got a pretty good...
No, like, where's the leopard, dude?
Huh? Oh, no, you were entirely right. There couldn't be a leopard.
What do you mean? Well, yeah. They only live in the South Pole.
Well, no, I mean, it was not like the leopard could hide. They're always spotted.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Now... I have a pretty good joke for you.
I cannot believe what just happened. Brian took a picture of me on Snapchat that made me look like a wolf man.
That's a leopard. Crazy.
Like my whole body is a wolf man.
We don't have any felines, but dang sure we have canines.
Canines?
Canines. Yeah, that's my favorite dorm at Lafayette. I love canines.
Canines? You know what canines always make me think of? Dogwood trees.
Hey, what did the Lafayette...
You can continue.
What did the Lafayette Minecraft player say?
What?
K-mine.
The joke is K-mine's a dorm.
Oh, I get it.
Now, I have a good...
What is that supposed to sound like, though?
That's just what all Lafayette Minecraft players say.
But you're saying like mine, like Minecraft, but what's like the K part? Is it like
K?
Okay.
Alright, now
just K.
Now I actually have a pretty good joke.
Joke? We've just been asking questions here.
Oh, okay. Well this one I feel like you're gonna like a lot. What do you call Superman? If Superman was a pop star,
you'd probably still call him Superman.
No, you see, you call him,
Super Idol 的笑容都没你的甜，八月九五的阳光都没你耀眼，热爱一百零五度的你，滴滴青春的蒸馏水。
Pretty funny.
Hey, you got that?
You picking up what we're putting
you
down?
Picking up what we're putting down?
Charlie, you're an astronaut, right?
Yeah, I'm an astronaut.
You flipping what we're flopping?
I'm an astronaut.
You dripping what we drop?
Of all the parts that you've got to pick between, right? What is your favorite part of a computer?
The mouse.
I didn't ask you. I'm asking the astronaut in the room. Clearly, he's the one who knows about computers.
You see, I probably would choose the hard drive.
Of course you would.
Loser.
I'd probably choose my 4-terabyte hard drive.
All right, well, I bid hard drive plus $1.
And you decided to just yeet it into the woods.
Wait, what'd you say?
I asked you what your favorite part of a computer was, and you didn't say the space bar.
I chose the hard drive because there's a lot of space on it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, you need more space. You're already in space. You're an astronaut.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, I mean, I have to make up for the fact that I don't have a lot of space here.
I decided to stand. I'm feeling stifled in my seat. I'm doing a stand-up comedy routine.
All right.
You guys want to hear a joke about paper?
Yeah.
Paper?
No, never mind. It's terrible.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
Don't worry about it. It's terrible.
Well, you see, Brian likes like the only way I can describe it is like a little snicker, a little giggle, in between the punchline.
You just had to say giggle. What is wrong with you? What are you doing?
Yeah. As Kyle has stood up, Brian has laid down on the floor
and is rolling around. Brian and I are both standing up.
So you're saying that he might be having a fluoride.
He could be having a fluoride right now.
No, hypothetically, that might
could be a noble gas.
Hey, what did carbon say to hydrogen? Sorry about the wife.
What happened to hydrogen's wife?
I just want to talk about it. Let's just say she said hydrogen.
Brian tried to push the pole door.
Brian tried to leave the door, and just ran into the door.
What, he's pulling and I think you should leave? Just ripping the door off its hinges?
We could definitely rip the door off its hinges.
You know who wouldn't rip the door off its hinges?
You know who taught me that?
Drake from Drake and Josh.
Drake Bell, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
No, there's like a pre-episode segment in Drake and Josh, one of the before the credits segments where he's trying to rhyme something with orange. and he settles upon door hinge. We in the show really like Drake Bell. It's an celebrity endorsement.
All I'm saying is...
He goes by Drake Campagna?
I mean, Drake Campagna is also now in prison.
Well, no, he's not. He's in Mexico.
Well, didn't you hear he made a video responding to it where he said everything was false? He never moved to Mexico. He was never arrested, even though...
Bell is probation after soliciting a minor.
No, we're not talking about that.
We're talking about...
We love him.
We're talking about Drake Bell, not Drake Bell.
You're not talking about Drake Campagna. We're talking about Drake Bell.
You know, hey, you from the hit about series, my other invention? Drake and Josh.
You don't know what Drake Bell's first name is?
Jared.
Fogle, nope.
Nope. We took a wrong turn.
No, we didn't.
I mean, we're in the right ballpark. This is
the rightest turn that you've ever seen.
Now, Aaron, I have a question for you. I know that you're actually just Babe Ruth skeleton disguise.
I have another question for you after this.
You know, I heard this tale about a baseball player going to propose to his wife. Who wasn't his wife at the time, going to propose to his girlfriend.
Right.
On the second date. You want to know what she said?
What'd she say?
Whoa there, buddy. This is way out of left field.
Yeah,
you know what's even funnier?
Yeah, you know what? You know, I said that when the government tried to build a nuclear testing facility in my hometown.
What did the basketball player say when he crashed into a CVS?
Hoop there it is.
He said, slam dunk.
I was just saying, slam dunk. Yeah.
Now, we have gone over our allotted hour of elevator jokes and puns.
No, we haven't, though. Is anyone after us? Really? We're actually at an hour. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want me to finish you off here? I got to
Let's keep going for a little few minutes.
Yeah, we got... All right, give us
no
a...
No one is after
we're gonna
us,
go,
right?
We're going to go for a speed round.
Yeah, give us some good ones.
Round. Yeah.
All right. Really? To the candle.
Really? Here's with some zingers. I need some zingers.
So what do you call an illegally parked frog?
An illegally parked frog?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to call it, but it looks like it's going to get towed.
Well, that's what you call it. It's going to get towed.
Drop that. No playing in the studio.
You guys, I asked earlier, but no one listened to me yet. I had another invention in addition to the electric toothbrush, which you've already pointed out that I was the sole inventor of.
Yes.
In addition to that, I also invented a pencil.
Your fingernails?
You invented a pencil?
But it's not a normal pencil. It's got, you know how normally a pencil, right? You've got one end that it's got graphite in the middle. It's got wood, right? And the other end, you got this metal thing with some like rubber or something like that for an eraser, right?
Okay.
Now that's a normal pencil. But I had the brilliant idea of having a pencil where instead of having two ends like that, right, both ends were erasers. So on both ends, we've got the metal ring, and it's holding a piece of rubber on there.
Wait, really?
To keep the eraser on there.
Okay, yeah. But like, what do you call it?
I mean, I never really came up with a name for it. I mean, quite honestly, after I had thought a little bit more about why I even came up with this invention in the first place, really, it was just kind of pointless.
I think we have to end after that. That's so good.
That was.
I think that was the best joke of the night.
I'm telling you, hearing Aaron's humor is like watching like a master blacksmith craft a beautiful blade. It's like.
Wow. Aaron is many things. Besides dead, Babe Ruth, and the sole inventor of the electric toothbrush, Aaron is now also a master blacksmith.
I mean, you guys didn't even get to hear why I'm always so calm.
Why are you always so calm, then?
Oh, you want to know my secret, huh?
I'd love to.
Well, we've already figured out that I'm a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of a hint at what it might be. But I'll tell you that really the reason why I'm so calm is nothing gets under my skin.
But Aaron, you don't have any skin.
Exactly. It can't even get under there.
That's very true. You know what? I agree.
Well, you know, that does make it pretty easy to tickle your funny bone, then, Aaron.
That is true.
Your fingernails have a funny shape.
Huh?
Brian thinks my fingernails look weird.
No, I didn't say that, so they have a funny shape.
As someone who is, for all the listeners at home, not in the studio, and pretty geologically distant from you right now, I also think that your fingernails are a funny shape.
Aaron knows that my observations tend to be quite eloquent.
Yeah, on the nose.
Quite correct.
Hello, my name is Jacob Collier, and well, now it's my part of the radio show.
But, Aaron, thank you again for joining us. We're going to wrap up the show. Is there anything you'd like to say to the potentially millions, if not billions, of people listening right now?
We hate you.
Well,
not you, Aaron. The audience.
Why would you hate the entire world?
Konosek.
Now, this is Aaron's time. Aaron, what would you like to say?
What would I like to say? Well, I'd just like to say that the next time you have a kitchen appliance knock at your door, you should open it and allow them into your home. That's what I'm saying. And if you don't understand that now, you'll just have to let that sink in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was, in fact, Aaron, the skeleton of Babe Ruth, joining us. Thank you again, Aaron.
Tune in next week
for Jacob Collier.
And have a good night, Aaron.
Thank you. Adios.
Adios. That Aaron guy's pretty cool. But it is, in fact, the hour. This has been the Kyle and Charlie Show, mainly.
Oh, we're still on air.
Nightmare. I love the fans, man.
We've given the fans demons.
What?